Some tips for managing the pain of medical debts. With healthcare costs soaring and family budgets tightening, it's no wonder that medical debts are a major headache for many Americans. Are you facing the financial and emotional stress of medical bills? And are you unsure how or if you can pay them? Here are some suggestions from FDIC Consumer News. First, guard against billing and insurance errors. Get an itemized statement from each healthcare provider. Make sure the services and costs listed are correct. Contact your provider if you find a mistake or need clarification. Also, if you believe your health insurer denied or reduced a payment incorrectly, you may appeal that decision with your insurer. Check also with your state's Department of Insurance for any other rights you may have. Second, contact the doctor's office or hospital immediately if you don't think you can pay a medical debt. Explain your situation and try to negotiate the bill, or offer a reasonable payment plan before it is referred to a collection agency. Medical debts that go unpaid can be reported to the credit bureaus, and they can damage your credit record. You will still have debts, but you may end up paying more to borrow money in the future if you're approved to borrow at all. Third, for big medical expenses that are not covered by insurance, think twice before charging them to a credit card or a loan with a high interest rate. Do you expect to pay the bill back over a long time period, perhaps over several years? If so, the interest costs can end up far exceeding the charges from your healthcare providers. Also, putting a medical bill on your credit card results in the expense no longer being considered a medical debt. That may limit the ability of low-income patients to obtain financial assistance from Medicaid or other programs. What should you do for medical bills you can't pay in full at the end of the month? Instead of turning to credit cards, talk to your healthcare providers. Discuss the possibility of extending payments for, say, a year or more. But what if you decide to gradually pay your medical bills using credit? Shop around for the lowest interest rate. Perhaps look for a fixed rate that will stay in effect for as long as you expect to be making payments. Also, be aware that many healthcare providers have arrangements with certain lenders to promote their loans and credit cards for medical debts. So do some research to find the card that's best for you. Don't turn to the provider's recommended form of credit just because it appears to be the easiest way to pay. Fourth, only use your home to finance medical bills as a last resort. Home equity loans enable you to borrow money against your home's value to pay for major expenses, including medical debts. These loans may also allow you to qualify for a tax deduction on the interest payments. But remember this: if you borrow using a home equity product and you cannot make the loan payments, you could lose your home. Your house is a valuable asset. Think very carefully before putting your home on the line to finance medical debts. Fifth, be very careful before withdrawing money early from your retirement savings to pay for medical expenses. Taking funds from an individual retirement account, IRA, before age 59 and a half sometimes can trigger sizable tax penalties. Also, the more money you take out of IRAs, 401k accounts, and other retirement plans before retirement, the less you will have available for other needs during retirement. Plus, you'll lose out on the ability of the funds to compound and grow. Before putting your financial future at risk by taking an early withdrawal from an IRA, do this. Ask your healthcare provider about a realistic repayment plan. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for additional help. Depending on your age or income level, you may qualify for aid in handling medical debts under the federal Medicaid program or state government initiatives. Many hospitals offer free or discounted care for patients who don't qualify for government programs and meet specific financial criteria. Most hospitals also have financial counselors who can help patients understand the various programs and help with applications. In addition, a reputable credit counseling service may be able to help consumers get their medical debts under control. And if you have medical bills that have been sent to collection, you may negotiate to reduce the bills and pay them through an installment plan. For information about how to deal with debt problems in general, including how to avoid problems with debt collectors and find reliable credit counseling, visit the Consumer Facts webpage from the Federal Trade Commission at www.ftc.gov/bcp/menus/consumer/credit/debt.shtm.